The chief medical officer said to date, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has only vaccinated the adult population, but is seeking to acquire vaccines to be used for children. Dr. Keza Beach said the main aim of the vaccination drive is to achieve population immunity, and she said the Ministry of Health is also on the lookout for any development of blood clots associated with the AstraZeneca vaccine.
As we know, we only have the AstraZeneca vaccine, which has currently only been approved for use in persons 18 years and over. In terms of the children, however, we are actively seeking to get some Pfizer specifically for the use in the pediatric population, because as we know, it has been approved for children as young as 12, I think. So that's what we are working on at this point. As you know, the aim is for population immunity, and everybody, whether or not you are a Vincentian national or not, once you are resident here or once you're going to be here for a prolonged period, meaning more than 2 weeks, we have given administered vaccines to those persons. In terms of the queries and the association between the AstraZeneca and blood clots, we are on the lookout for those. And so far, even though we have had instances where persons have had clots, we have determined through further investigations in terms of the blood picture that those clots were not typical of those associated with AstraZeneca. Neither do these persons have any of the blood pictures. For example, the low platelet count and other features typical of clots associated with the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Keza Beach. Regionally, Prime Minister of Jamaica Andrew Holness has renewed the government's call for Jamaicans to take the COVID-19 vaccine and called out those who are waiting to benefit from herd immunity without themselves having to take the jab. In the Dominican Republic, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 294,021. Internationally, the Australian state of Victoria will extend its lockdown by another week as authorities battle to control a growing virus outbreak. Australia's second most populous state will now be locked down until June 10th. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said one strain of COVID-19 variant first detected in India is now considered of concern and had been dubbed Delta, while the other two strains had been downgraded. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.